application on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Wednesday, is the 12th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Though a youth with high prospects, duties he did not neglect, abandoned hopes to protect the faith that he did respect through sacrifice, sacrifice. Though a youth with high prospects, duties he did not neglect, abandoned hopes to protect the faith that he did respect through sacrifice.
The Imam is given poison. Imam Zainul Abidin enjoyed great popularity. The people spoke with admiration about his knowledge, his jurisprudence, and his acts of worship. The Imam occupied the hearts and feelings of the people. This situation frightened the Umayyads, especially as it concerns as Walid ibn Abdul Malik, who was the most spiteful toward the Imam. Walid said, "I cannot have a rest as long as Ali ibn al-Husayn is in this world." When Walid became king, he decided to assassinate the Imam. He sent poison to his governor of Medina and ordered him to mix the poison with liquid and give it to the Imam to drink. The poison reached on Imam's body and he suffered severe pain. The Imam remained on the bed of illness for some days. He complained to Allah of this and asked him for forgiveness and good pleasure. He asked Allah for forgiveness and good pleasure. The people crowded to visit him, and he, peace be upon him, praised and lauded Allah for providing him with martyrdom at the hand of the most wicked creature. سید عباس رضویان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله. May our peace and salutations be upon you, Imam Hussein. I send my condolences to you, brothers and sisters, for the tragic event of Karbala. We were talking about benefiting truly from Ziyarat Ashura, this great gift from our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, alayhi salam. Today we're going to talk about the last station, the spiritual journey that we were talking about, that first, the first part was bala, meaning that calamity that happened upon Imam Hussein. The second part is having huzn and grief for this bala. And the third is aligning ourselves, our mind, body, and soul with Imam Hussein. The fourth part is after we do this, we take these necessary steps during Muharram or during throughout the year. We ask Allah to make us reach Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud, the praiseworthy station. As we read in Ziyarat Ashura, وَأَسْأَلُهُ أَن يُبَلِّغَنِي الْمَقَامَ الْمَحْمُودَ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, I ask him to make me attain the praiseworthy status that you enjoin with Allah. What is al-maqam al-mahmud? The praiseworthy status in the Qur'an is for the Holy Prophet of Islam. In some of the narrations, it says that he has the capability of intercession. And that is what is meant, because he will intercede in the behalf of the sinners and will help them to attain heaven. Two, it is the position that the Holy Prophet had, and that is his true maqam, his true status will be noticed and apparent in the hereafter. As you know, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, their real status, who they really are, will be shown in the hereafter. There are very few people that can understand who they are, but in the reality of the matter is, they'll be shown in the hereafter. So Imam Hussein, the Prophet of Islam, has this maqam. The Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they have this maqam. And in this ziyarat, we ask Allah for us to reach this maqam. We are taught that pray for things that are very, very high, even though we might think of ourselves not fit for this position. But we're asked to pray, give us Maqam al-Mahmud. Now what happens when a person reaches Maqam al-Mahmud? What happens when he does grief for Imam Hussein? He takes his actions and aligns it with Imam Hussein. What happens to such a person? He reaches complete heaven. His life becomes heaven. And he begins to enjoy life. He begins to enjoy his spirituality. And that is the entire purpose of all this worship that we're doing. That is the purpose of reciting Ziyarat Ashura, so we can get an elevated position. And what happens when somebody reaches that elevated position? They will be completely joyful, completely happy. They'll reach complete sa'adat.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. The socio-political situation of the time of the Imam, the 34-year period of imamate of Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, witnessed the despotic rule of a series of Umayyad despots. However, because of the great impact of the tragedy of Karbala, the caliphs did not dare to openly insult Islam. Moreover, for a period of 10 years following the death of the tyrant Yazid in 63 AH, the Umayyads were almost on the verge of collapse. In such adverse circumstances, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, ably guided the Muslim Ummah. The Islamic community were passing through an intellectual and ideological crisis. The Umayyad promoted corruption. All sorts of vices became widespread in the society. The fourth Imam dauntlessly embarked on training a group of scholars in order to pave the ground for revival of Islam. He familiarized people with the lofty ideals of Islam through supplications to Allah Almighty. Here is a piece of advice from the Imam to the people through his disciple Abu Hamza Thumali. Avoid association with the sinful and wrongdoers. Avoid cooperation with the oppressive and contact with the corrupt people. Keep distance from them and beware that whoever opposes the divine leaders and follows a religion other than that of Allah, he or she will go to hell. The fourth Imam kept the memory of the tragedy of Karbala alive. Whenever he would drink water, he would burst into tears in recalling the thirst of his father and the martyrs of Karbala. One day, when someone asked him how his grief would come to its end, he replied, "Prophet Jacob, who had 12 sons, on losing only one son, wept so bitterly that he became blind. But I have witnessed the killing of my father, my brother, my uncles, and 17 of my kinsmen, whose dismembered bodies were spread on the ground. So how can my sorry end?"
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
The personality of Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, unmasked Umayyad hypocrisy as he revealed their crimes against humanity by saying,
We were treated like the Israelites in the time of the Pharaohs. They killed our men and led our women alive. The Arabs, despite acknowledging the superiority of the Quraysh, subjected us to utmost atrocities. Despite the fact that we were the children of the noblest of them, Prophet Muhammad, the fourth Imam, was martyred through a fatal dose of poison given by Walid ibn Abdul Malik and was laid to rest in Baqi Cemetery of Medina beside his uncle, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam held the post of imamate for 34 years. In addition to his collection of really insightful prayers, better known as Sahifat al-Kamilat al-Sajjadiyya, Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam constantly reminded people of the tragic martyrdom of his father, Imam al-Husayn al-Islam. And in this way, by shedding tears over the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam, and at the site or at the time of hearing the name of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam, or even when Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam noticed, for example, a bowl of water somewhere, Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam started shedding tears, and based on, seeing or noticing such things, like, for example, some water or something else, Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam used to remind the people of the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam. And in this way, because, the political situation was very critical for Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam, and rather insecure, Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam used to revive the memory of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam by shedding tears. And because of this, we can say that shedding tears at that time was a sign of political defiance in contrast to the willingness and to the whims of the Umayyad and then Marwanid dynasty and the agents who were against the line of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam. Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam once indicated that he was really unassisted, and once he mentioned that there were barely 20 persons who deserved to be called the staunch Shiites and the staunch defenders of the Ahl al-Bayt in Mecca and Medina. Thank you.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya
Food for thought. Everyone, and since today is the 12th of Muharram, which, according to a narration, is the martyrdom anniversary of the survivor of the tragedy of Karbala, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, let us listen to one of his wise statements. Do not precede the acts of obedience to the tyrannical rulers and the pleasures of this world to the fulfillment of God's instructions and the acts of obedience to him, and to them whose obedience is incumbent upon you.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners and audience on the martyrdom of Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the fourth Imam of the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for you a beautiful hadith narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, the son of Imam Sajjad, regarding his father. This indicates the status of Imam Zainul Abidin, his virtues, as his nobility, and as well as his social services that he conducted with the people of his time and his era. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Verily he," meaning Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, "used to provide for 100 households from among the poor of Medina. He liked for the orphans, the needy, the disabled, the poor, and the destitute to be present at his food spread, at his tablecloth." He liked this, he enjoyed this, he invited these groups of the needy to come and eat with him. Not only did he invite them to come eat with him, rather, he also personally and individually served them the food. And this is why, in continuation, Imam Baqir says, he served them with his own hands. وَكَانَ يُنَاوِلُهُمْ بِيَدِهِ. Then the Imam says, if anyone among them had a family, he used to take the food to their household, And he wouldn't even, give them some food and say, hey, take this for your family, you know, at home, they might enjoy it. No, he would actually personally, take the food packet and, come with that person and give that food to that needy person's family. You know, if somebody comes to our house, a needy person or something, and to come eat with us, sometimes we give the person the food and say, hey, you can also give this to somebody, part of your family members or whatever. But who is like Imam Sajjad, who would actually go with the person to his house and take the food to his house? This is a very virtuous and noble quality that we, that is deserving to be adopted by us. In the end of this hadith, Imam Bakr alayhi salam says, he never ate any food, but that he first gave charity from it. Right. So not only did he invite these poor people to his house, not only did he serve them with his own hands, not only did he take the food for their family, but he never even began and ate the food before them. Rather, he would make sure that they would be the first ones to eat from it, and then would he begin eating himself. What a good model and a good example Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was for us. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. Once again, we would like to offer our condolences on the martyrdom of Imam Sajjad. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Thank you so much. Welcome back. Thanks for being with us, dear Muslim brothers and sisters.
We really give thanks to IRIB Radio International.
IRIB English International Radio. School.
Okay.
First question, he said IIBBR.
IRIB.
IRIB. English Radio and Sevier International School.
Network.
Thank you so much.
You are the stars of it.
We were talking about some of the attributes of some letters, yes? So all the letters have attributes, okay? Whenever you want to pronounce them, you want to say the sounds, okay? They have different kind of attributes. So the two attributes that we learned were istifal and isti'la, right?
Yeah, it means
so what
to
was
go
the meaning
higher,
of isti'la? Okay.
Isti'la
go high and...
Go high and istifal means go down.
Yeah, so it means basically when you pronounce them, yes? When you pronounce them in isti'la, the letters that have isti'la attribute
they're
or
gonna,
characteristic...
We're going to make our mouth vertical.
Yeah, you have to open your mouth vertically, yes? Up and down. And if the letters have istifal attribute,
we're
going to
make
it
horizontally.
Throw
them down.
So, one by one, you will recite Surah Al-Ham.
Yeah,
no. Muhammad Yahya, start.
No.
So everyone pay attention, okay? Just listen up, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Mahdi? Just listen up.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Again.
No. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله
الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Okay, say هير.
هير.
رح.
رح.
رحمن.
هير رحمن.
بسم الله. You were supposed to listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
This sound should not be there. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Fast.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
No, no, no. No, no, no sound. What? Do not prolong the sound of ra. بسم الله الر... quickly. بسم الله الرح... الرح...
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
That's nice.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله.
الحمد لله رب رب العالمين.
أحسن.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Great.
مالك يوم الدين.
Great.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
أحسن.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
He will fix his mistake. He'll fix his mistake. Fix it.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
مستقيم. No.
مستقيم.
Easily.
مستقيم.
مستقيم. Softly. Yes.
مستقيم. صراط الذين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ولا الضالين.
أحسن. His قراءات, his recitation of سورة الحمد in his prayer is correct. Without mistake, inshallah. Okay? He can be the prayer leader, Imam al-Jama'ah. Okay? His recitation is correct.
Wrong. That much.
So, one from this side, Hadi.
Me?
Here, yeah, me, you. I want to see you.
Me.
So, okay. Listen to Hadi.
No, Mr. Chinese.
Hadi.
1 minute.
Okay, bismillah. A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
رحيم أر
رحيم.
رحيم. أحسن.
رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
ما شاء الله.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Great.
مالك يوم الدين.
جزاك الله خيرا.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Again. إياك.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
The second one is as well. إياك.
It's عين.
Okay. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
That's it.
إهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Again.
إهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Again.
Again what?
Again what?
إهدنا الصراط ال.
No. طل.
قل.
قل.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
اهدنا الصراط. نو. اهدنا الص.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
أحسن.
صراط الذين.
طا.
صراط.
صراط
الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
It's عين. It's here. عين.
That's it. Thank you. May Allah bless you, inshallah. That was great. Okay, your recitation and the prayer namaz is correct. That's
your turn.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, Minhal Hussein's turn. Minhal Hussein's turn. Turn.
A'udhu billahi minash
shaytan ar-rajim.
It's not the shaytan, God forbid. Okay, say it. A'udhu.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
من هالحسين again. من
هالحسين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. شيطان الرجيم.
Okay. I know you don't like شيطان. Okay, but it's the Quran word. Okay, you have to read it.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ما شاء الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
That's it.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Great.
مالك يوم الدين.
يوم الدين.
يوم الدين.
يوم الدين. No. يوم الدين.
يوم الدين.
Okay.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Not too much like high sound. Okay.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Right.
Yeah.
نعبدو. إهدنا الصراط.
إهدنا.
إهدنا الصراط. طل مستقيم. طل مستقيم. مستقيم.
مستقيم. مستقيم.
صراط طل الذين أنعمت
صراط
أن أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
So here is عين.
So
they recited
عين. That's عين. Then after prayer. Okay, Mahdi's turn. Mr. Qari, reciter, international reciter.
I'm not gonna recite good. I'm just gonna recite like this.
Okay. بسم الله. أعوذ بالله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أعوذ.
No, you're أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
والقمري.
Sorry. He's
slapping
him in the face.
No.
He's Musa Al-Qamari.
You have to slap him with a good reciting. Okay, with a good reciting.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
What?
Okay, simple.
What?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Rabbil.
I know.
Okay.
Ar-Rahmanirrahim.
Recite good like...
No.
Okay. Recite the way you recite in the class.
Like this. أعوذ بالله. Like this.
Okay. مالكي.
مالكي يوم الدين.
Okay.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
ما شاء الله.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
No.
No. It's correct. That is correct.
It's correct.
That's correct. صراط
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
أحسن. صدق الله.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
That's great.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
The entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Maliki Yawm Al-Din.
Sovereign of the Day of Recompense.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
It is you we worship and you we ask for help.
إهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Guide us to the straight path.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Path of those upon whom you have bestowed favor, not of those who have evoked your anger or of those who are astray.
Okay, everyone, open Surah Al
Shams, please, Shams.
Surah Al Shams, no, we practice Surah Al
Shams. The like button. No,
Surah
Al Shams.
Surah Al Qari'ah, page 600. Everyone, page 600. 600, okay, Surah Al Qari'ah.
What? This is paper and that was plastic.
Yeah, from these pages are plastic.
Surah Al-Qari'ah, page 600.
600, you know 600.
Surah Al-Qari'ah. Al-Qari'atu mal-Qari'ah. Wa ma adraka mal-Qari'ah. So we'll practice Qaf very too much we will practice. And also the other.
So it says just
Okay. So I will recite, okay? I will recite. You should repeat after me, okay? So ready? A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
القارعة
القارعة
ما القارعة
ما القارعة
وما أدراك ما القارعة
وما أدراك ما القارعة
يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث
يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث
وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش
وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش
فأما من ثقلت موازينه
فأما من ثقلت موازينه
فهو في عيشة راضية
فهو في عيشة راضية
وأما من خفت موازينه
وأما من خفت موازينه
فأمه هاوية
فأمه هاوية
وما أدراك ما هي
وما أدراك ما هي
نار حامية
نار حامية
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Also, dear students, and also maybe me. Yeah.
So,
let's recite the salawat, inshallah, and we will get back. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Your host returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين. زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين
ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allahi wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum وحربون لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة.
Dear listeners, as you were with us, we were talking about this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. Ya Aba Abdullah, إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. O Aba Abdullah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you and at war with he who is at war with you ila yawm al-qiyamah, until the day of resurrection. We discussed the meaning of silm and harb sufficiently in the previous programs, and specifically in the previous episode we started elaborating on the concept of friendship and enmity in the way of Allah more. We understood and somehow we concluded that the prophets were sent to tell us that human beings are not able to understand everything. They are unable to decipher all the things that are harmful and beneficial to them. So that is how the prophets told the human beings that submission to God is what gradually facilitates the ultimate perfection, which is the goal of every fitrah that the Almighty Allah has put in every human being. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. The origination of Allah, according to which He originated mankind. And there is no altering in Allah's creation. And we understood in the previous episode that this is the main reason why Islam has made it obligatory the two principles together. These tawalli and tabarri. Expressing your friendship with what Almighty Allah loves and with the lovers of Allah, and expressing your hatred, expressing your detachment from the enemies of Allah. When these two principles are practiced together constantly, it is only then that human beings wake up and try to change themselves. Only one of these two is not enough. Only expressing your friendships with the lovers of Allah is not going to help you in keeping what is harmful for you away from you. When these two principles are practiced together, it is the time that the lover announces that I am a true lover. I am the lover for truth, and I am perpetually with you, the Ahlul Bayt. This announcing love for the lovers of truth and eternal human felicity and denouncing the lovers of evil and eternal damnation somehow strengthens the heart of the human beings. And this is what brings the human beings back to this track of innate disposition, this track of fitrah. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality
is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So this fitrat Allah, التي فطر الناس عليها, this origination of mankind that the Almighty Allah has done, that He has originated, is what understands that the Ahlul Bayt are the straight path, is what understands that human mind is not able to understand everything. Cultivating this natural feeling, according to some of the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, is known as the most firm handles of faith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is addressing Imam Ali alayhi salam and saying, Ya Ali, أوثق عرى الإيمان الحب في الله والبغض في الله. O Ali, the most firm handles of faith is love in the way of Allah and hatred in the way of Allah. As you can see, this is what Islam has made obligatory. These two principles of tawalli and tabarri are both mentioned in this tradition. Now that you have this idea, that you have understood this concept, you can understand numerous instances, and you realize that our traditions are replete with this fact that the Ahlul Bayt, the infallibles, are introducing these two principles together in many of the traditions. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also is reported to have said, مِنْ أَوْثَقِ عُرَى الْإِيمَانِ أَنْ تُحِبُّ فِي اللَّهِ وَتُبْغِضُ فِي اللَّهِ وَتُعْتِي فِي اللَّهِ وَتَمْنَعْ فِي اللَّهِ. Amongst the firmest handles of faith is that you love in the way of Allah, you hate in the way of Allah, you give in the way of Allah, and you refuse in the way of Allah. And of course, as you have understood by now, the principle, or better say, what we need to realize prior to listening to the words of the Ahlul Bayt, is the true recognition of the Almighty Allah. That is why the Ahlul Bayt are themselves the pure perfection points that can lead us to understanding of the Lord more. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats the enchanting whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And we would like to actually express our condolences sorrow and sadness for this holy month, the month of Muharram, actually, and the martyrdom of, the master of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. Well, we're going to talk about some of the laws related to Muharram according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad